it's Gina Reeves again. I'm one of the elders, and this year I'm actually serving as the board president. I will begin this elder update by reading a statement on behalf of the elders. Church family, we want to share with you that J.C. Anderson has resigned from her position as a pastor in our community. We're grateful for JC's service as part of the LBCF staff over these past 5 years and how well she has cared for our community. She wishes to express her gratitude to the community for learning, loving, and growing together over the years. We wish her only the best as the Lord guides her. LBCF will continue to grow, evolve, and bring us into contact with many wonderful people in the future. As always, we will embrace change as an opportunity for our community to become the very best that it can be. I just want to acknowledge that this is a hard thing in the midst of many other hard things in our church community, in our nation, and in the world. The weight of burden after burden can feel like too much to bear. And we know that you'll be feeling lots of things about this announcement. Confusion, sadness, maybe anger, all of your feelings are legitimate. While this is a personal, personnel issue and there's not much more that we can share, please feel free to reach out to the elders if you'd like to process some of your feelings and know that you'll be heard and respected in the midst of all of the messiness. And you can contact the elders at elders@lbcf.org. Also, I want to say that our church, meaning you, me, us, that we are still very much intact, despite the challenges that come from pastoral transitions, social distancing, political polarization, and the like. The truth is that even if we had no formal pastors, we would still be the church. I've been at LBCF for 20 years, and while I have loved the pastoral staff as they've come and gone, the heart of the church for me has always been the people who are like family, who see me and know me and hold me in every season. As for formal pastoral staff, the elders and community team remain in the process of hiring to fill out the pastoral team. We will continue to update you as decisions are made. Barb, do you have anything to add to this?
I really want to share what I shared with us as we began this morning is that I have had a screensaver, always on my computer. And this morning, as I was just refreshing my computer, the screensaver changed. How odd. And what came up was, Colossians 1:17. And it just really said, Christ will hold us together. And I firmly believe that with all my heart. And I echo, Gina's sadness, because we love JC much. We also trust and believe that she's made the very best possible decision for herself and for her family. We'll miss her. I will miss her. And our church is made up of all of us. We are the church, and Christ holds us together. Yeah. Thanks so much, Gina.
Thank you.